This is tape 3 of Mrs. Lucille Vance in Pendleton, interviewed by Yolanda Harrell. And Mrs. Vance, when we ended up the second tape, I was just getting ready to ask you a question. Well, I think I had started asking it, and it stopped. How do you see black life in Pendleton as different from the surrounding areas, say Seneca, other towns? Do you think it was any different here compared to other towns?
Well, I wouldn't know about the other towns.
Uh-huh.
It's real nice here.
Uh-huh.
Real nice.
You felt that in Pendleton it was good? I mean,
it's good, very good.
Okay. So you don't know enough about the other towns to make a comparison?
No.
You don't feel that you could really compare it?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to ask you that question. What were your mother's most prized possessions? Do you remember? I realize she died when you were small, but as far as you can recollect, what were her most prized possessions?
Like, what do you mean?
Well, something that she owned or something that she cared about or anything like that. You know, I'm thinking, you were really raised more by your grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be better if I asked you that question about your grandmother. What were your grandmother's most prized possessions? Or do you know of anything that she
particularly...
Seeing
that we were well cared for. Well, mother did too.
Right.
You know.
As much as she could, you know, up to that time,
up
right.
To that time. But grandmother seemed that everything was right for the children, for us, sure.
So you really feel
And her garden.
You feel that your grandmother really prized you all the most, children.
Yeah.
And then her garden, too.
And
what did
garden.
She raise in her garden?
Oh, everything.
Did she have flowers in her garden?
And fruit.
Fruit?
Fruit, she had closets full of fruit.
What kind of fruit trees did she have?
Peaches and apples. She had a small pear tree, but peaches. Apples and cherries, she canned cherries in spring, peaches in summer. We dried. We had a big old, long, what they call a scaffold.
Uh-huh.
And every morning we would peel apples and slice them and put out on that. She had bags, big bags of dried apples.
My goodness.
And dried peaches.
Huh.
You didn't peel your peaches, you just cut the peaches, you know, off like that. Most of us open stone up and they dry them like that with the peeling on the peaches.
I see. What other things?
She made grape jelly.
Oh, she had grapes, too.
Made grape wine.
She had big grape vines?
Yeah, grape jelly and grape wine.
But she had a grape arbor then, I guess, huh? Did she have a grape arbor?
That's a long, it was on a rolack. That's long. It was up on a fence.
Yeah, that was great.
And you could cut the grapes.
Mm. What kind of grapes were they? The purple grapes?
Yeah, purple.
What about flowers? Did she raise any flowers in her garden?
Flowers.
What kinds do you remember?
Mother, every kind of flower that you in a bucket, you know. And then she didn't have too many yard flowers.
Uh-huh.
She had a pot flowers, a lot of pot flowers.
She potted.
And had a what they call a pit in the ground.
Oh.
And then we put them over there. And then you cover that over.
Huh.
And it had a top. Go over in warm days, we'd open it up
mm-hmm.
and let the sun shine on it. But over by 4 o'clock in the evening, had to close it for a day. And sweet potatoes, they had what they call banks of sweet potatoes. They put them in a, put corn stalks and things up and covered over with dirt. And if the wind was coming from the east, our grandfather wouldn't go in his potato bank. I don't know why. But as long as it was coming from the west, he was going in it.
For heaven's sake.
And they would be so. Sometimes they'd have two big potato bags. It'd be so warm in there till when it comes, it's getting spring, like the little sprouts come up on.
Huh. Now, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I said they had potatoes from time potatoes come in till over in the summer when you don't have to take them out of the bank. If you didn't use them up, they'd get withered like, you know.
Right. Now, your father, do you remember what his most prized possessions were?
Well, he always worked out most of the time.
Yeah, he was gone and working out. You don't remember any one thing that he prized or something that he especially liked?
Singing.
Oh, your father loved to sing.
But my mother and father both used to sing at night. They put us to bed and they get their song and they would sing.
Oh, for goodness sake. Did they sing any particular songs that you remember?
No, because it was all in these books that I did. But I know I used to love to sing. And he was the leader of the choir at the Ozai Church. I go to Sunday school with him and sing.
For goodness sake.
And now, he could play an organ. My father could play an organ.
Oh, he could play an organ.
And my son, Norman, he could, said he didn't take music, but Norman could just play an organ. They said he was the only one in the family that took, talent after my father with music. Right. And my nephew, my brother's son, sang like my daddy. They said my daddy was one of the greatest singers that went through that church. Shallow Church, that's the name of it.
He had a beautiful voice.
And I have a nephew that sings, they say, like my dad. Not my, not one of our children.
Grandchildren. Your grandchildren sing?
It was his grandson, and it's my brother's son.
Oh, your brother's son is the one that sang.
William Richardson.
What kind of a voice did your grandfather have? Was it a tenor, or, your father?
He was a leader. And I don't know what he would do.
Don't know if it's a baritone.
It must have been a baritone. Must have been something like that.
But he had a real, and he was a leader of this group too. Did he go to any of these singing schools or singing conventions and things? What about your grandfather? You lived with your grandfather for so long. What were some of his prized possessions, sir?
Well, like I say, I guess we were the first. And then the things he had around took good care of everything.
And he was the one that was so good at the notes. He was good at music, too.
In church. And he was the one that cleaned the church as long as he was able. Took care of the church.
He was sort of like the church sexton?
Sexton.
And took care of it all this year. I guess he was really proud of it. When you were little, was there a person or an adult that you most admired? Who did you most admire when you were a child?
My grandfather.
Your grandfather?
Now, I don't know why. Because my grandmother was so close, but it was always him.
I know. Y'all surprised me with that answer. I thought you were going to say your grandmother. And then after you said your grandfather, I'm not surprised because of something you said earlier, how he was so good to you and didn't see some of the things that you did, and I thought there was probably a feeling that you had for him.
And he would go to the store. He was in walking distance. And when we see somebody, we'd be just claiming, here come Grandpa. Because we know we have a surprise. Always. He never went to the store if he didn't bring a surprise.
Always brought you something.
So always brought us something. We know we had a surprise. And he'd buy it. The bent stick belongs to him. He buy the boxes, like that. Your grandmother would put them up. And another thing, in the morning we'd have breakfast. We eat breakfast by lamplight.
By lamplight
in the morning. I guess it must have been about 10 o'clock. If we'd be out playing or whatever we'd be doing, she'd call us. She'd always have a snack for us. Something that'll give us everybody get something to eat. Then dinner time. We never eat dinner after 1 o'clock. From 12 to 1. That's every day.
And you said this candy was in boxes or in cans? What we talked about earlier.
A box.
Mixed box.
Mixed candy. Long stick
mint candy, not mixed mint candy. Okay. And so you really admired him most when you were little, huh?
It was granddaddy.
Everything was granddaddy then. I don't know if this is the same question or not, but I'll ask it. Was there an adult that you liked the most when you were a child?
It was my favorite. I loved them all so much that I don't know. I guess you'd say after I got up some side, I had a cousin. It was my mama's first cousin. And she was my second cousin. It was Bessie Wheaton, my grandmother's sister's daughter. And then my favorite, and she still is she's younger than I, Laura Keesler.
Laura who?
Laura Walker Keesler, Elijah Walker's baby daughter.
Keesler?
She's always been my favorite.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Then I had so many.
Yeah.
Then a Subel Walker Riley when I was growing up. Now that's where I used to love to go.
What was her name?
Susie Walker.
Uh-huh.
Riley.
How do you spell Riley?
R-I-L-E-Y.
Okay. I want to make sure I got the right name. And that's where you went all the time? You
were as a teenager, I loved to go to her house.
Why did you like to go there?
I don't know. I just loved to go. And her daughter was telling me not too long ago that they would just be so glad. And I had thought about it. I was sitting making little doll dresses.
Uh-huh.
They'd love to see me come because they'd get this material their mother would get, and I would sit and make doll dresses for them. I had forgotten about that. I really did.
And you like to do that?
She passed, though, in February.
Oh.
And she was, I think, about 99 years old.
My goodness. So she
and I mean, she had good remembrance of everything. Mm. She would talk about things that I had forgot about.
Yeah. She sounded like a real nice person.
She was a sweet girl.
What about happiest childhood moments? Do you remember what they were? Some real happy moment in your childhood that you really remember or made you feel good or something special you did or just times that were happy?
Well, to tell you the truth, it was happy all the time. If sometime maybe I would get to go visit somebody.
Uh-huh.
That would be my grandmother's brother. I used to go to visit him a lot. We called her Aunt Cindy. That was her name.
Aunt Cindy.
And I loved to go to Aunt Cindy. I was happy there because she had her daughter was named Jessie Lucille. And my name was Daisy Lucille. And we were close. We were close. And whenever I go to her house, that would be one of my happiest. Because I'd always spend the night.
You like going and spending the night.
When they said.
What about when you were little? How did you feel about being black, or did you have any feelings that way?
Being what?
Being black, being a colored person.
Well, see, we didn't know nothing about that, did we?
You didn't think about it that
way. We didn't think about it.
Hmm.
We were just happy to.
How about whites? Did you have any feeling about whites?
No.
You did the same thing, huh?
When we go to Grandma Sarah's, it was a little white girl live out next door from her, go across the field to her. And she would come and play with us on Sunday evening. And she died.
Oh.
Her name was Mariah Shaw. And when Granddad and those came and told us, and they came, I cried.
Oh,
my
God.
Because I just love Mariah. And she was just a girl. I don't know. I can't remember what happened.
You don't know what the illness was.
I know she wasn't. She wasn't 12 years old.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know what happened to the child. Now at that time I wouldn't know.
You don't know if she became sick or
hurt. And I just looked back and I'd go to bed at night and I'd think about it and it just, I don't know what.
Worried.
It was hard for me to give it up. I just could hardly give that up.
Right. Right.
I mean, that's the first person I remember after I got up some side and crying when they told me. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't let my mama see me cry.
Oh.
I would go off to myself and just cry.
Yeah.
She was so sweet. Mm-hmm. She'd come, when we go to grandmother, she'd come out there and we just play games, you know, out in the yard. She knew a lot of games. Mm-hmm. And grandma would always serve us something.
Oh.
And she used to make, had a tool, a wooden bell, like thing, and it had a faucet on it. And that was locust beer. Make beer out of locust.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And she said, and that would be so good. She would put broom straw, you know what you saw broom straw, you see growing?
Uh-huh.
Put that down in there, and that catch the settlings of that locust and persimmons.
Uh-huh.
That's what she put in this bell. And put so much water on there. And it was on the outside of the, by a window, on the outside of the house.
Uh-huh.
And she was running at it. And she was saying, we used to go to, if we didn't have milk at Grandmama's Reed's house, we'd go to Grandma Walker's house in the evening and get a bucket of milk.
Oh.
And sometimes she'd send a bucket of beer and a bucket of milk.
Huh.
And I know she used to give us locust beer and the rye would be out there. You know. And lemonade, that was what they served us all the time. Lemonade. Grandma Sarah used to make that lemonade and give us lemonade in the Sunday evening.
Mm.
That was so good.
Sounds like it was really good. Mm-hmm. If there is, before I ask you that, I've got one question I want to ask you. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you would like to share with me or something that I've overlooked? Anything that you remember about your childhood that I just haven't asked the right question?
Okay. I can't think. I guess I probably, when you're gone, I probably think something I ought to know this, I ought to know that.
Yeah, and I'll probably think of some questions I should have asked. Well, I have one more question I want to ask you. If there's one thing that you could change about your life, any one thing, is there anything that you would change?
Well, I had a good life. I had a good married life. My husband died December 12th,
uh-huh.
89. Mm. And if he'd have lived to January 27th,
uh-huh.
1990, we'd have been married 61 years.
My goodness. That is something I haven't asked you much about, was your husband and where you met him. What was your husband's name?
Walter Vance.
Walter Vance. And what year were you married?
29, January 27,
1929. Okay, and how did you all meet? How did you meet?
Well, when we was going to New Life School,
uh-huh.
we were classmates. And we used to line up outside the door, the boys down here, the girls over there.
Uh-huh.
And he used to reach, I had long braids at that time, like Kim, my granddaughter. And he would step across there and yank. Oh, I couldn't stand it. we see that. And when they graded the schools.
How old were you back?
When the district.
Go ahead.
When they divided in districts. See, uh-huh, we was in district four. Well, they had to come to the Pelton School.
Uh-huh.
And we stayed at the New Life School. Well, I didn't see him no more then until I was in my teens.
I was going to say, how old were you when he pulled your braids?
I guess maybe 9 or 10 or 11, something along that. Yeah. Because we went to school for several years.
Yes, that would be about 1915 or something like that.
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
And
then you didn't see him again until what, high school?
No, it was in the 20s because his mother died in 1919.
Oh, uh-huh. She died in 1919, and then you saw
and
him.
And this was in the 20s. Had to be in the 20s.
Uh-huh.
And then I was a teenager, you know, when I saw him again. We was at church one Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And a friend of mine came to me and said, I got somebody out here who wants to see you. And I looked at him, and we just walked on out there, and he was standing. And he asked me if he could carry me home.
Oh.
And I said, yeah, we were walking. So we went and carried on. I'm going to start from that. And we went together 5 years.
Oh, you did.
And something happened. I don't know. Another girl came between us a little bit one time. So I just forgot enough. Then we went to a party one night.
Uh-huh.
Then this cousin Laura Keyes out to about her, it wasn't her husband, it was her boyfriend at that, came in to me and said that Walter wanted to talk to her. So we got talking, we got back together. And that was it.
I love the way he always sent somebody.
He sent somebody.
Two times he sent somebody.
Didn't have married coaches.
He had a go-between. Did he remember?
So we got together then, uh-huh. and we were together until uh-huh. he passed.
Did he remember pulling your braids back in?
He laughed about it. We used to laugh about it. And you know, I didn't know that I was 6 months older than him.
Oh,
he was born May 1907, and I was born November 1906.
Right.
And we got talking about our birthday. I know we both were 21 when we met. And said something about, and I said, oh, I said, you know what? I said, I always said I'd never marry a man younger than I. He said, well, I tell you what. He said, I'll let you be the boss till I get catch up with you. And that was the end of that. So I was the boss from November to May.
No more.
No more.
So you were both 21 when you got married. Uh-huh. Where were you married?
At my grandfather's house.
Oh, that's nice. That's special. Was it a small wedding?
It was raining. It was so rainy that day.
Oh, gosh. Did you have your married life right here in Pendleton? Did you? Where did you and your husband live then? Where did you go to live?
Just I'd say about 2 miles or more up from coming towards Pendleton from the way.
Uh-huh.
Right to the... You haven't been down that road. You know where the Pendleton High School is?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Well, you know, it's a big house sitting across. Well, that's where the people that they live with. And it's a little old house, little old house sitting right out from that big house. That's the house he was born in. It's still there. My children made pictures of it.
Right near the high school. Yeah,
right across the road from the house.
There's a big house and then there's a little
bit of long house, little house like that.
Low house.
That's the house my husband was born in.
Oh, and he was born in
1907.
In 1907. For goodness sake.
So my children made pictures of it.
Oh, that's nice. Do you have any of those pictures?
No, they didn't get them. What would they have?
Oh, that's something I meant to ask you. No, that's what I was going to ask.
And that's how long I've been in the Vance family.
Uh-huh.
I've been in the Vance family 61 years.
My goodness. Well, this has been real nice, Mrs. Vance, and I have really enjoyed interviewing you.
I enjoyed you, too.
Thank you so much.
You're such a nice person to talk to.
Oh, boy, that's real sweet of you, and I've enjoyed this a lot. Thank you. Mrs. Vance, after we stopped talking, you said we suddenly remembered some more memories. And
I remember the first wedding I went to.
Tell me about that.
That was my cousin's, my teacher's cousin, Sally Walker. And I went to her wedding was the first wedding I went to. First person I ever seen get married.
And you were telling me something about the ice cream?
Yeah, they had the... Had 2 5-gallon ice cream.
Uh-huh.
One was pink and the other was vanilla, strawberry and vanilla. And they served the churin ice cream cones.
Excuse me just now. You were telling me about the ice cream cones that they served the children?
That's the first time I had ice cream.
You never had an ice cream cone before
no,
that?
No, not until then.
So that's one of the big things you remember about that wedding that day?
That ice cream cone.
How old were you then? Do you remember?
I was in my early teens.
Early teens, uh-huh.
And, I mean, they didn't just give us one.
Uh-huh.
You could get as many, you know, go back and get as many as you want to. I never seen so much ice cream in my, you know.
And what were the flavors? You said you had
strawberry and vanilla.
And vanilla, uh-huh.
I never seen pink ice cream before.
We
always had that.
Do you remember anything about the wedding itself, what everybody wore or what the wedding was like or anything like that?
Well, the bridesmaids, you know, they were dressed like, and she had on bride, but like we just had on what, you know, just whatever we wore.
Yeah, uh-huh. I was just curious about what the
sister,
wedding was like.
One of her classmates
uh-huh.
Must have been
a bridesmaid?
Bridesmaid.
Uh-huh.
Stood with
her. What was the bride, wearing?
White.
White, huh? Mm-hmm. And was this at a church wedding? Or
no, on the porch.
This was on the porch.
Big, long, two-story house. Long porch.
This is at her father's house?
And we were in the yard facing the bride.
Oh.
All those, a big group of people. You couldn't walk hardly for the people.
Oh, there was so many
people. So many people. A little child would get lost trying to find a way to the mother.
Oh, my
if
goodness.
If they didn't stay right with her.
And this was at her father's house?
At her father's house, but the father and mother both were dead.
Oh, they were. And then whose wedding was this again?
Sally Walker.
Sally Walker. And that was the family you had told me about.
That's the family home.
Yeah, that was their family home. Do you remember anything?
Still there.
Still there? Where is that located? Here in Pendleton?
Right. No, down in Zion Community.
Oh, this was the Zion
Community. Out in New Light.
In New Light, uh-huh.
You know, I remember, I told you she could look school to her house.
That's right. You had mentioned that before. So, you really remember that wedding. That stood out in your memory.
That was a first one.
Because of the pink ice cream.
Yeah, pink ice cream.
Well, that was a good memory. I'm glad that we were talking after we stopped so that you could remember that. And I appreciate it again. Thanks.